You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
We've got a really awesome segment coming up in the category of money and business. I'm so excited to share with you because it's something that sounds absolutely crazy. Literally, it sounds insane because you would never think that something like this would make sense. Actually, it sounds like a gimmick. It sounds like nonsense, and I'm going to show you that I'm actually not the one that came up with it. Maybe I'm the one that's bringing it to your attention to shake the foundation. Sometimes we need to be rattled a little bit. I've definitely rattled myself. I could tell you about that in future episodes about the wild situations I've put myself in, or I've been around the world, and I'd love to do that, but let's talk about you. So rattling that foundation is what we need to really address. We need to get to that. We need to shake things up so you can see things from a different point of view. You're not going to get anywhere just doing sometimes what you're doing. Most of us are pretty happy with that. But to really move forward, it's okay to sometimes look at things from a different perspective and also be thankful for the good things you have going, as we discussed, and to keep doing what's working. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Failure can make you rich. That's right. Failure, failing sometimes over and over and over again, can make you literally rich. And so to begin with, I want to talk about some things that have been, let's take this show, for example. This show, the first show, I had major audio problems. I thought it was great. I recorded it through Wirecast, a program on Mac OS X, and I recorded the audio through that. It sounded terrible because I recorded the audio with some music and an intro, some intro music. We have this show on iTunes and on YouTube, and it came out sounding horrible. And then I listened back to it and I was yelling. I sounded like an angry woman, like the male version of an angry woman, which is, you know, there's nothing. I mean, actually probably, so that actually means probably worse than an angry woman, to be honest with you. Nothing against angry women. Probably worse, right? We want to make you happy, women, right? Out there. But the show sounded terrible. And then I'm looking at just thing after thing. I see the lighting and then the cameras. The cameras. I bought a new camera. We got one that we thought was going to be great for a good price, because you always try to get the best for the lowest price in anything, even to make things look really good. You want to get the best bang for your buck. So I got a camera and I'm looking and it's blurry, and it's not blurry on the screen, but the HDMI cable, I believe, the way it was captured, it makes it blurry. And I'm thinking, does all video look like this? Why is this blurry? So it was terrible. So then I got a new camera. One of these tonight is a new camera, and we're really excited about that. But then, so I sounded like an angry woman. The audio is terrible, and then, you know, it's getting better, and then the cameras are blurry, and, you know, then I released one of the videos on YouTube with the title Special Update, Russian Nuclear War Update 2016-2017, and I promoted it worldwide, and I think people thought I was cheering on a nuclear war, when actually the video was the opposite, saying that after the election, one of the good things is that now Russia's said, because of the election, there was going to be possibly nuclear war. They were in the English Channel, and England had troops along the Russian border, I believe, or that NATO had troops. And I was saying the opposite, that it's good there's no nuclear war. So then I changed the title and things got better. But, you know, you learn. You learn as you go. So you want things to be good enough in business. And when you're talking about making money and taking a risk and trying to get a new job and putting your resume out there, but you really want to do it and adjust as you go. You're always going to be needing to do this. And the biggest company in the United States, we're going to get to that in a minute, they have to do that. But first, let's take a look at some quotes. So, famous failures, and this website is SidSavara.com, SidSavara, and they're highlighting, that's a cool page I found, but they're highlighting some famous failures. And of course, we've got the best basketball player in the world, Michael Jordan, talking about failure. And I thought this was really, really cool. And let's read what Michael Jordan's quote was regarding failure. And again, this applies to you because you need to get busy. We all do. We need to keep improving. We need to keep doing things that are unbelievable. And we're not going to do it when we're worried about failing. And on some level, all of us have been worried about failing, no matter even how much money you have. Because success isn't only about making money, but it can, fear of failure can prevent you from making money. It also can be a good thing. You want your things to be at a certain quality level, but you really want to take action. So Michael Jordan says, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost almost 300 games. On 26 occasions, I've been entrusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed. I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. That is why Michael Jordan says he succeeds, because he failed a lot. Failure can make you rich. In fact, without it, you may not be able to make a lot of money or improve your business or accomplish your goals financially and also in life. And I gave you an example of something in my life, and I've had bigger failures than just a camera where I lost almost everything. We'll get into that in a future episode, but I definitely can relate. I definitely can relate. Now let's take a look at another person. One of our favorite presidents in the United States, right? President Abraham Lincoln, and people know him all around the world. President Abraham Lincoln. And famous failures, a list of Abraham Lincoln's failures. He lost his job starting in 1832. Defeated for legislature. Failed in business, I believe bankruptcy. Elected to legislature, which means the government, right? Then his sweetheart died. His sweetheart died in 1835, 3 years after he lost his job. Then he had a nervous breakdown in 1836. He was defeated for speaker, defeated for Congress. Then he got elected to Congress, but then he lost again, rejected for land officer, defeated for Senate. Defeated for nomination for vice president in 1856. So we've got a bunch of things listed from 1832 to 1856. That is 24 years. And I'm sure he had a couple good things in there, right? But really, that's a lot of failure. Again, defeated for Senate in 1858. And then 1860, elected for president. 1860, elected for president, Abraham Lincoln was failing for almost 30 years. 30 years. And I believe he had multiple bankruptcies. So what is the lesson so far? The lesson is that you need to fail to be successful. In fact, I don't know if anybody is just successful and that's it, and makes a lot of money immediately, changes their life, gets a better job, does a better job with their company, grows the company, does things that are really unbelievable. If they never fail, I don't know if that's possible. So you have a couple iconic people, and there are many, many more, talking about all of their failures, and that's, you know, really what made them who they are. Of course, Abraham Lincoln, we just went through a list, but I believe he has spoken on it or written about it. So let's look at another one. We're going to look right now at the final sort of famous person, and this one is somebody that everyone's familiar with, J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling speaks, of course, she's the writer of Harry Potter, right? Everybody knows Harry Potter. Kids love Harry Potter. People love Harry Potter. Universal Studios, I was actually surprised. I'm a big Disney fan. Universal Studios in Hollywood, and I believe Islands of Adventure in Orlando, Florida. Universal Studios, the Harry Potter ride is an unbelievable ride. It's one of the best rides I've ever been on. It's surreal. And of course, I thought it was a kid's ride. I thought it was going to be pretty, you know, all right, kind of cool. I went on it with my dad, and it was really unbelievable. And Universal Studios Hollywood is actually one of the best things in Los Angeles. And I previously had been to Los Angeles for a long time in 2008. I was there for off and on for months. In Santa Monica. So J.K. Rowling speaks about failure and how it changed her in her Harvard commencement speech. So she says, "It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default." So what she's saying there is, if you're not going to take chances, you're kind of failing by default. And there's a lot of men out there that, and people thinking, "Oh, failure can make you rich. It sounds like nonsense. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't really want, you know, I want to," but you're watching this because you want to make more money or you want to have a better business. Well, they're really, really smart people saying that basically the reason they're successful is because they failed. And J.K. Rowling saying, if you're living so cautiously that you're basically not taking that step towards possibly failing, you haven't lived at all. And then you've failed by default. So basically, if we're, you know, I'm a man, there's a phrase for that. And it's something like grow a pair, I believe is the phrase, right? Maybe pair of ears, right? A pair of ears. Grow a pair of ears, I believe, is the phrase. So, ladies, just say have courage, because ladies are really more polite and much better at coming up with polite things to say. So, I need to emulate that. So she goes on, failure gave me an inner security that I had never attained by passing examinations. Failure taught me things about myself that I could have learned no other way. I discovered that I had a strong will and more discipline than I had suspected. I also found out that I had friends whose value was truly above the price of rubies. So basically, she learned a lot from failing, and I have as well, and that's why I'm doing the show. That's why I'm helping you, because I had a lot of failure. And the final thing she says
We can get this to scroll down for YouTube viewers here. I don't know. Got this tablet. Likes to mess with me sometimes. All right. Okay. The knowledge that you have emerged wiser and stronger from setbacks means that you are, ever after, secure in your ability to survive. You will never truly know yourself or the strength of your relationships until both have been tested by adversity. Such knowledge is a true gift. For all that is, it is painfully won, and it has been worth more than any qualification I ever earned. So she's saying that the knowledge brought by the failure is worth more than anything, any other gift or anything else she's ever earned. All of those things that were brought on by failure. And she is rich. And Michael Jordan is very rich. So, failure can make you rich. And what I would say, if we're going to talk about actual companies, we could talk about Apple. Think about Apple, the biggest company in the world, a humongous company, hundreds of billions of dollars of revenue every year. And Apple, what happens when a new iPhone, a new style of iPhone comes out, or a new iOS update comes out, or a new iOS version, a big version, one of the big changes, like 10, version 10, from 9 to 10, and then you have 9.1.2. Does it work perfectly immediately, ever? Does it ever work perfectly immediately, ever? No, it does not. Apple computers, now it's just called Apple, right? Apple, the biggest company in the United States, bigger than ExxonMobil, the oil company, hundreds of billions of dollars every year in revenue, fails every time it releases a new product. Every time. And they do that, they know that that's going to happen. And they get it out. They get it out. So whatever you're waiting for, you may think, we all think, we have things figured out, but you're trying to make more money and improve your life. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And why are you afraid of it? And be thankful for that. It's okay. We all have fear. I certainly have, and I'm sure you have too, even if we don't want to admit it, no matter who you are watching this or what you've done or how much money you have or how much money you don't have. What are you afraid of? Get it out there and adjust, but be smart. Go in stages, but do it. Do it. Go in stages and test your response. Another book, The 4-Hour Workweek. Thinking of a lot of books, but The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. Again, you can get that on audiobook at believefreebook.com. Tim Ferriss, oh, that's a free audiobook, actually. Tim Ferriss talks about getting your website built first before you even create the product. You get your website built. You work on your sales page, you work on your product images, you work on everything, and then you run advertisements to the page, and you see if anybody would have bought it. You can track who would have gone to the checkout page, and you probably, I forget what he says exactly, but you can see who would have actually entered their information. You need to do it securely. You have to have an SSL certificate or something. You can't just take a credit card in plain text and have them submit that. And he may recommend something different besides entering the credit card info, but you want to see who would really buy something. And the idea is you can build everything before you even build the product to see who would actually buy your product. And of course, big companies do this, but big companies can do it better as well. They can really get in touch. Some big companies waste a ton of money. They waste a ton of money by thinking that their target market is something that it's not. And they spend millions of dollars maybe on brand advertising on TV when they could have possibly gotten better information by running Facebook ads or getting a community going on Facebook and asking people directly and really seeing what users would have used. And there are cases of this, especially in the dot-com bubble era in the late 90s, where companies spent millions and millions of dollars developing an entire company. They never were profitable, and they just spent all their money and went out of business simply because they were aiming at the wrong thing. So we have to not be afraid to fail, but it's okay to be smart. You can go in stages, but the key is to do something and understand that the failures, probably some of those people that failed during that time in the late 90s in the dot-com bubble era, went on to do really amazing things the next time around. In fact, I've seen specific writing from venture capitalists where they talk about that they don't mind if an entrepreneur had failed previously and founded now a new company because they have that experience. They know that people have to fail a couple times to get things going. So it's not necessarily a negative that somebody failed. It can be a positive thing as well. So failure can make you rich, and without it, you actually might have a lower chance of becoming rich. You have to get moving. You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to live on the edge. But I would say you can do it intelligently as well. You want to take steps and go step by step. You don't want to put all of your money into something. I have a little bit of money, even myself. I'm not putting everything into this show immediately until I see there's response. And you give me that confidence, and I really appreciate it.